Reporting Agriculture's Business from the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention in San Antonio, I'm Megan Turnquist on the Red River Farm Network, and joined by National Cattlemen's Beef Association Chief Environmental Counsel Scott Yeager. And Scott, I think the first thing that we'll touch on here is WOTUS, or the WOTUS replacement rule that has been rolled out. Can you pick out a few more of the high points that really relates back to our ranching community?
Absolutely. So the Navigable Waters Protection Rule has some very specific exclusions for agriculture. So there's farm and stock ponds are excluded from the definition of waters of the U.S. There are most farm ditches are excluded from regulation. That's a big change from the 2015 Obama rule, where just about every farm ditch was regulated. So that's a big win. And then overall, ephemeral features, which are those features that only convey water because of a rainfall or a snow event, those features are all out of federal regulation, which is a huge change from the 2015 rule. So those three things are big wins for us and for farmers and ranchers.
So another focus right now, Scott, for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is on climate change and any policy that is trying to be introduced within our respected chambers of Congress.
Let's back up to 1 year ago at our convention last year, where we passed our 2019 policy priorities. Green New Deal was not a part of that, but the executive committee reconvened after that to pass a new policy priority for NCBA to oppose the Green New Deal and other climate policies that negatively impact cattle producers. So at that point, we step up big time on the Hill and educating our legislators to not only oppose the Green New Deal, which ultimately did fail in Congress, but also to use it as a platform to talk about the good things that cattle producers are doing in the climate conversation. And this isn't new stuff, but it's things that legislators aren't really aware of. The fact that cattle grazing on land, not only that land sequesters carbon, but cattle grazing those grasses improves the root systems and increases the carbon sequestration potential for those lands. That's a fact that just about every cattle producer probably knows, but we're not talking about it and we're not telling legislators that. But now we are.
Well, again, joining me from San Antonio in the Cattle Industry Convention is NCBA's Scott Yeager. The Red River Farm Network's Cattle Industry Convention coverage is made possible by Ag Country Farm Credit Services and the North Dakota Stockmen's Association.